This is Rick.
Hi, Rick. My name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Great. Thank you. Just a quick reminder that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Give me just a second. It's not
sure.
Going on and off. It's, for whatever reason, it's going on and off. But it's running like to the last. You know what it is?
You want to stay on?
On, yeah, but okay. It was short cycling. Okay, all right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, you can shut it. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm good. Go ahead. I'm very sorry.
No concerns. So the reason for my call is another person has asked for ownership of your Google Business profile. Now, we declined it, of course, because we only would give that to you, but we call and check up with you. So see if you know this person. So your Google Business profile, Shane Parker of City Local Pro, requested ownership of your listing. And again,
no,
we declined that request. Okay. All right. Well, it happens
sometimes. He is the guy that I worked with first, and I switched from him to you guys.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, we just always check in with you when something like this happens.
All right. I certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
You guys didn't do my website. It was the other company that did that. Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Actually, we did create a website.
Okay. You did the DouglasRealEstate.net?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, so then I do need to speak with you then. When you look at the site, and I went on it last week and looked at it for a good bit. I'm going to pull it up here real quick. But it's focused more on appliance repair. And I do appliance repair. I don't want to discount that. But the crux of my business is home inspection and real estate. And it seems like when you pull up that website, you get bombarded with appliance repair. And I was wondering if we could maybe take some of the focus off of that. And I want it included, but that doesn't need to be the prominent part of what I market, I don't think.
Okay. And I'm going to say right where it says appliance repair at the top of your page, it normally right there would either say home inspections or the name of your business. That's what's usually in that spot. Is typically the name of your business or your primary search phrase. And also I see that the services boxes, we need to rearrange them so that, the ones that are at the top would be, so the home inspection service. And what's your other primary thing that you do?
Real estate sales.
Okay.
The two at the bottom, buy and sell houses, home inspections, they need to be at the top. Yes.
Okay. They need to be at the top, and the statement that would replace the appliance repair at the very top, do you want that to just reflect your business name there, or
Merchant Services, or
Douglas Real Estate Services instead of the word appliance repair at the top? Or
yes, that's what I would thought. Yeah,
should
that should be Douglas Real Estate Services. Yeah, that should be right.
That's what we should be looking at. Okay. Well,
and then when you go down, it says on the next page, it says services or the banner, next banner, it says services, trust our experts for reliable appliance repair services. That should be more than,
Yeah. You know what? I think that they haven't picked up, we'll get that changed because basically what goes there is usually your home, your primary search phrase, and your primary search phrase says home inspections. Now, I know you do home inspections in real estate. I could even ask them to put, at the very least, it would say home inspections and not appliance repair. And if that's okay, if you want me to see that, rearrange that, or if you're wanting it to say home inspections in real estate,
I would start because I worked with another broker on real estate, so I've got advertisement that way. But the home inspections is my business,
it's your
and that's what I'm trying to push. Yes.
Okay, so I don't see, I don't know why it got appliance first, but I see the problem basically everywhere where it says appliance repair, it's supposed to say home inspections the way you're set up. And
right.
Okay, I see that. I'll put in that request. It can take a few days to get the websites updated, okay?
Okay. And while we're talking, if you go further down further where it says our story, I would like to reword that paragraph. Do I have the capacity to do that?
I can show you where, if you'd like to do it yourself, I can show you exactly where you can do it.
Okay.
Are you able to log into your dashboard right now? I can help you do it if you're in a position to do it. Okay.
I'm sitting at my computer now.
Perfect. So I'm going to have you log into your dashboard. Let me send you a link that you're with your username and password. Let's see what you have. Take me a moment to find it. So you can go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay, what was it again?
localsplash.com.
I should type today, Okay. My username.
Exactly. Your username is this phone number, 678-416-7458, just the numbers.
Okay.
And then the password, lowercase, two words with no space in between, my social.
Hope I spelled that right. Apparently I didn't. My.
S-O-C-I-A-L.
Yeah, no. I can spell it. I just don't know if I typed it right.
Oh, okay.
My social.
Yeah.
Okay, it's working.
Okay. When you get in here, where I want to take you for this particular thing is if you see your menu running across the top from left to right.
I do.
On the farthest right, it says business info.
Okay.
Click there.
Okay.
Now scroll down a ways till you see what it says description.
I see that. Okay.
Now here, from here you don't see the breakdown where it was in the paragraphs where it shows on your website. But if you compare to the website, you'll see where those paragraph breaks are. This is where the information is pulling from that's written in our story. If there's a little pencil on the side, you can redo that.
Okie doke. Very good. And then I just save it at the end?
Yeah, when you change it, and let's see, does it even ask you to save? I think you just change it. Then it's what it does, it sends a message to our team that you have changed it. And then if it doesn't go immediate, our team will have to push a republish that will publish your changes. Okay?
Okay. Understood. All right. Well, very good. Well, I will go in and make these adjustments. They're not many, but I would like to reword it a little bit to make it more accurate in this depiction of what I've done and do. Okay?
Sure. Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. We'll get those other changes done. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.